heard you preach
to all the world.
He taught them how.
He taught them how to preach God's word.
Preach God's word and bring salvation to all the world.
How they would make the lame to walk,
lame to walk,
the blind to see,
the blind to see,
the dumb to talk.
Friends, once again, we're sitting here on the other side of the 9 o'clock hour here in downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. We're also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, on the St. Lawrence Seaway, and also being aired, as mentioned, and carried over historic CFRC 119 FM from downtown Kingston, Ontario, Canada. I'd also like to mention that we can also be heard worldwide at www.cfrc.ca and most listening devices like Alexa, and of course, TuneIn. With that, I'd like to share that Miss Satin Sheets of country music, Jeannie Pruitt, was born January 30th, 1937, and celebrates her 88th birthday this coming week. So in honor of one of my all-time favorite female singers and vocalists in country music history, I'd like to play a double feature of hers today. First will be the all-time classic, Satin Sheets, then we'll follow with A Poor Man's Woman. With that, I would like to share that we are back here and it's 9 o'clock. Good morning, friends, and happy listening.
Thank you.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special furry mascot and member of our morning team to the program this morning. That, of course, is our co-hostess and best friend in radio, morning radio, that is, Simbush the Wonder Husky. As I welcome Simbush onto the program this morning, she has her top picks of country-style songs that were recorded by, yes, Wilma Lee Cooper and Stoney Cooper. First, we'll hear a solo song by none other than Wilma Lee and Teardrops in the Snow. Then we'll follow with a song that features both Wilma Lee and Stoney and a classic called My Heart Keeps Crying Over You. I'll follow this up with an all-time personal favorite of mine that I used to have on a 45 RPM record, and it's called The Birds Are Back. With that, I'd like to share that these are Simbush's top favorites of this week. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to all my listeners out there in Kingston and listening area.
She was Yes, I'm proud to be here.
Hello, this is Mary Beth Pruitt. I'm the great niece of Minnie Pearl, who was also known as Sarah Ophelia Collie Cannon. And you're listening to Johnny Woodlaw and the Wayback Country Jamboree.
When Miss Minnie said howdy, there was no doubt Minnie Pearl was the funniest entertainer in the house.
Well, yes, once again, following Simbush's top favorites of the week, we're back here, and it's once again time to salute the segment I like to call the Great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern Legends. With that shared, let's salute the mighty Yukon of Canada with three classics associated with that great white north of our beloved country. First, we'll hear from Al Oster, who was known for years as the Yukon Balladeer. He recorded many years ago a song simply titled Yukon Gold. Then we'll follow with an all-time favorite song of mine, which is a Canadian song, and by one of the unsung heroes of Canadian country music, Jimmy Arthur Orge, and Mail Order Bride. Then we'll wrap up this set of songs with a song going out to John and Kathy Arsenault in Guelph, Ontario today, by the king of Canadian country music, yes, Domba Tom Connors, and it'll be Long Gone to Yukon. With that, I would like to salute these as this week's Yukon Gold Classics, or also known as Canadians' Northern Gems. Welcome in, friends.
Yukon gold. They came from the wide world over. They fought through the wind and cold. Down the river they came, chanting the name of gold, Yukon gold. Now Carmack's an old tag is Charlie, and another man called Skookum Jim. On Bonanza they made the discovery of gold, and the miners came in. They staked every hill in the Klondike, looking for old mother lode. They fought and they tried, and many men died for gold, Yukon gold. On the Klondike they built Dawson City. Oh, how the town did grow. The fever ran high. Was the cry, it's gold, Yukon gold. With the dance halls, the music and gambling, the whiskey like water did flow, and a fortune was made by the gamblers who played for gold, Yukon gold. Well, the Gold Bottom Creek and Bonanza have fortune lay there in the sand. They came by the thousands to find it. With shovels they dug up the land. They staked every hill in the Klondike, looking for old mother lode. They fought and they tried, and many men died for gold, Yukon gold. Now the gold rush in the Klondike is over. Dance halls are ancient and old. Everywhere you can see your true memory of gold, Yukon gold. And Dawson is a romance and history. Many are the stories told of an old mine in town where a fortune was found of gold, Yukon gold. Well, the Gold Bottom Creek and Bonanza, fortunately, there in the sand, they came by the thousands to find it. With shovels they dug up the land. They staked every hill in the Klondike, looking for an old mother lode. They fought and they tried, and many men died for gold, Yukon gold. For gold, Yukon gold. For gold, Yukon gold.
My new bride is coming COD.
Dawson City, Yukon, 1899. Searching for the mother lode, staking out my mind. Five boys struck it rich today, one of them was me. But it didn't make me half as happy as I thought I'd be. Cause there ain't enough gold laying in the ground to make me feel at home. There ain't enough booze in the bars in town to make me forget I'm alone. So I wrote a letter off to the big city papers advertising for a wife. Young man with means desires young girl to come and share his life. Mail order bride, on scene on try. The letter she sent was simply signed Marie. Mail order bride, coming to my side. My new bride is coming COD. From Skagway over to Whitehorse, she's riding on that train. From Whitehorse up to Dawson City on the boat called Mary Jane. You wouldn't think a man could learn to love a girl he's never seen. But in my mind, she looks so fine, my pretty Klondike queen. Well, I reserved the hotel bridal suite, bought the best champagne, made arrangements with the preacher man, even bought a wedding ring. Like a little old boy on Christmas morning, my heart was pounding fast. And round the bend came the Mary Jane, my bride was home at last. Mail order bride, on sea on try. The letter she sent was simply signed Marie. Mail order bride, coming to my side. My new bride is coming COD. Well, as I watched the people getting off the boat, I looked around to see which one of all those strangers was my new bride to be. When a hand touched my shoulder and a voice said, "Might you be George McPhee?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Would you like to come along with me?" She weren't more than 17, he said, just out of school, I'm told. Not the sort of girl you'd expect to find in the land so bleak and cold. Like a pretty fancy teacup, so delicate and frail. And 4 hours out of Whitehorse, she took sick, turned deathly pale. She told us how she'd been traveling for 7 weeks to meet her man. And then she turned all cold and still, just like this God-forsaken land. My new bride just arrived, COD.
I'm long gone to the Yukon, boys, 'cause the Yukon's calling for me. Well, brother, I just got your note this morning. Tell me that you've found a little gold, and before another day is dawning, on that long northern train I'm gonna roll. I can see a little cabin by the mountains. I'll soon be there to share the gold with you, 'cause I wanna live a life like Robert Service, old Sam McGee and Dangerous Dan McGrew. 'Cause I'm long gone to the Yukon, those northern lights I wanna see. I'm long, long gone to the Yukon, boys, 'cause the Yukon is calling for me. Yeah, the Yukon is calling for me. Where the wind along the river will be music, and the midnight sun is always riding low. I'll paddle my canoe along the Klondike. I'll pan the gold and be a sourdough. And when I pull into Dawson City, Yukon, I'll be heading for old Diamond Gert's saloon. I'll gamble to a honky-tonk piano, and I'll chase the dancing girls around the room. As I'm long gone till you come, those northern lights I want to see. I'm long, long gone to the Yukon, boys, cause the Yukon's calling for me. Yeah, the Yukon's calling for me. Well, they say that once you've heard those mystic voices, from the silence of the north you can't return. Now I hear that lonesome timber wolf a-calling by the fire where I watch the bannock burn. And it won't be long before I'm picking nuggets. My brother says they're lying everywhere. My boss is gonna wanna be my butler, cause when I come back I'll be a millionaire. I'm long gone to the Yukon, those northern lights I wanna see. I'm long, long gone to the Yukon, boys, cause the Yukon.
I see my darling in each ray of summer sunlight.
Hi, I'm Steve Patico of the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlot with Wayback Country Jamboree.
My heart would cry more than the weeping willow tree if my darling and her
Yes, once again, friends, we're back here, and it's that time in the program to welcome a very special littlest member of our program and member of our morning team. Even though she is small, she sure makes it up with a giant personality, and that, of course, is our little beloved Gunny the Dachshund. Now, as Gunny has her collection of all-time favorite picks of Wilma Leigh and Stoney Cooper once again, let's begin with a classic marching-type song titled Mighty Battle Cry. Then we'll follow with a classic about Rachel's Guitar, which is a beautiful story song about Old Hickory, which was also the name of Andrew Jackson back in Tennessee. Then we'll wrap up with the all-time classic titled Lulu Walls, which is a very beautiful but rollicking or rolling banjo-type song. With that, here's Gunny's top favorites of this week, and thank you, Gunny, for your contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends, and good morning.
In answer to the mighty of Rachel's guitar. Touched by the fire was a portrait of Rachel and Rachel's guitar. From general to president, Jackson did go. Rachel was humble, yet her fears did grow. My God's doorkeeper, I'd much rather be. Heartache was turning his flame hair to gray when God called the president's lady away. The Tennessee cedars still standing they are. Blessed from above, steadfast it's standing, the house built with love. For the woman who liked to smoke Spanish cigars by a man who remembers Rachel's guitar.
she'll only be my wife. I'll live happy all my life with that aggravating beauty, Lula Walls.
In for the moon in someone's eyes.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to my friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree.
Just rolling bluer.
Well, yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed those classics of the Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper collection. And it's once again time that we reserve this part of the program for the second half of our weekly interview. Now, once again, I have found some old interviews segments from the Archives of YouTube website with that shared back in the 1990s when that Grand Ole Opry was televised over television. They featured interviews with the legend of country music, every Opry performance on Saturday night. With that shared, I have two parts of an interview which appeared on those shows. With that, let's drift back in time and remember the legendary First Lady of Bluegrass, as the Smithsonian Institution always named her, and that of course is Wilma Lee Cooper. And following this, we will hear from an all-time classic sacred gospel song titled 30 Pieces of Silver. Here now is our dear First Lady of Bluegrass, Wilma Lee Cooper.
I am here with First Lady of Bluegrass, Miss Wilma Lee Cooper, who's looking beautiful tonight. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. And flattery will get you somewhere.
Well, good. Hey, I like that. Keith mentioned that you couldn't hear him then, that you are among those rare performers who have your works on file forever in the Smithsonian Institute. That must be a pretty good feeling. How did that come about?
They called us and wanted us to do a show. We worked the Constitution Hall up there, the mall, one year. Then the next year they called us for a show to go into the archives. And they wrote in there, you know, I play a five-string banjo some too. So they wrote in the contract to be sure for Wilma Lee to bring her banjo because of the style of playing I do. Nobody plays like that or don't want to play like that. But they wanted to put it in the archives. So I'm in the archives. Also, I'm in the Library of Congress and have been with everything I've ever recorded.
That's indeed a big honor. I was just reminded in my headset that it's the Smithsonian Institution, I believe. That was a misnomer on my part. I don't know why I missed that. Anyway, it must be a good feeling. And over the years, you have maintained that kind of music that you grew up with back in West Virginia. Was it ever hard not to change when, you know, country music styles changed over the years?
It was hard not to change because the producers of the record companies wanted you to change, trying for the, they would say, let's hit the jukeboxes. And then to hit the jukeboxes, they wanted wanted you to do the more modern type of work.
There was a time back, I guess, in the early 60s when country music producers were frantically trying to do something to compete with rock and roll and all these changes, and maybe that might have been a mistake.
I think maybe it was, but it was during that time. There was about a seven-year period there that it was really hard for country music because the rock and roll just hit in, you know, Elvis Presley and Bill Haley and the Comets and all of those. And it was hitting, and it was really hard for country music because that was the craze then.
No, and traditional music back then was not considered to be the end thing to do.
No, it wasn't.
Now, things are changing again. It's all coming back.
Yes, people are appreciating the roots of our music, and that's what our traditional music is. You know, Stu Phillips, one of our artists here at the Grand Ole Opry, he told me, he come in one night and he said, you know what? He was going to college at MTSU. He said, do you know what? Said, I was taking a class in music, some kind of music theory or something, and they run a film studying music, and here comes Stoney and I singing the big Midnight Special, teaching us in college out there at MTSU.
Favorite record, man. We only have a few seconds left, but spring's upon us, and that's a good time for bluegrass festivals, and I guess you'll be out on the road quite a bit soon.
I will be out there meeting all of my fans. I got some of the best. See my necklace? A fan sent me that. Isn't that pretty?
A pretty cross with red stones.
Rubies, little rubies, yeah. So I've got some great fans out there, and I wouldn't take nothing for them. They make my life.
Well, they love you.
That's about what I have to live for is my fans these days.
Those fans out there and the fans here at the Grand Ole Opry love you. And we're looking forward to hearing you on stage in just a few minutes.
They're special to me.
Okay.
And I appreciate every one of them.
We could have talked longer. We didn't have very much time.
We could.
But
we took the whole half hour, couldn't we?
Let's do it again soon.
All right. That's a deal.
Both Harvard University and the Smithsonian Institute has recognized her as the most authentic, mountain singer in America, and it's my pleasure to be sitting next to one of the nicest people in the world and one of my favorite singers, Miss Wilma Lee Cooper. Hi, Wilma Lee.
Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
I'm just great.
You know, you and Porter Wagner and I were talking earlier this evening about what the Smithsonian Institute has done for you, and I'd like for you to just to explain what they did and how it all came about.
In 1973, the Smithsonian contacted us and wanted us to come over and do a show and to be put in their archives to be preserved for all times. So we went over to the Baird Auditorium, did a show, and I had to take my five-string banjo because my style of playing is different and they wanted that. And so now our work is preserved in the archives of the Smithsonian for life.
Well, that's great.
Forever.
They have everything that you've ever recorded?
The Library of Congress has every record I have ever made.
Boy,
in their files.
That, you know, I got to tell you, the kind of lady she is, we were sitting in makeup. Porter was sitting next to me, and we were talking, and I said, Wilma Lee, is there anything special that you'd like to talk about tonight? And she said, well, not really. And Porter said, well, why don't you talk about the Smithsonian Institute? And, of course, I knew that they had done. I didn't know in detail what they had done. But it's hard to get her to talk about it, and that's a great thing.
It was a great honor.
The only person in country music that's ever had anything like that.
And yes, it's quite an honor.
I have
an album in the Kennedy Center, in their library, in a record collection.
Well, that's great.
Yes.
I'm like Porter. If something like that had happened to me, I'd be running up down the hallways, the roadways, everywhere I could find somebody to listen and tell them about it. I got to say something to you. When people talk about you, when people mention you, they always say what a lady you are.
Well, my mother and dad taught us girls to be ladies.
Well,
there was no boys in our family, so we had no brothers.
That's something for you to be very proud of, too. And I got to say that whenever Stoney's name is mentioned, I didn't know Stoney well. I had met Stoney, but I didn't know him well. And I've asked a lot of people. I've had a couple of guys that worked for me that worked for y'all. And I've asked them about him. And they always say what a gentleman he was.
Yes, he certainly was.
And how he carried himself with such grace.
Yes.
And how he was always, I noticed that he was always dressed, you know.
Yes, and he loved to talk.
Well, yeah.
He had a great talker.
They've mentioned that.
Stoney was to live, if he had lived, Sunday, June the 9th, would have been mine and Stoney's 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Wilma Lee,
Sunday.
Thank you for coming and being with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Johnny. It's my pleasure to meet you up here, way high up
and
see all of our friends out there.
They're a while to get here, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Sad but true story from the Bible it came of a chosen disciple, though I mention no name. He planned with the council of high priest that day 30 pieces of silver. Was the price they would pay 30 pieces of silver, 30 shekels of shame. Was the price paid for Jesus on the cross? He was slain, betrayed and forsaken. But he died not in vain. Smote him and mocked him. Thorns were crowned round his head, and his raiment of purple. showed the bloodstains of red. Judas begged mercy for what he had done. He gave back the silver for his heart filled with strife. And there in the mountains he took his own life. 30 shackles of shame was the price paid for Jesus. On the cross he was slain, betrayed and forsaken, unloved and unclaimed. In anger they pierced him, but he died not in vain.
Howdy friends and listeners, Johnny Woodlock here, and I'd like to tell y'all about the Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival 2025, located in Iroquois, Ontario, and happening from June 11th to the 14th, with some of the best musicians in bluegrass music, including but not limited to Virginia's Nothing Fancy, as well as New England's Rock Hearts, and also featuring some of Canada's top musicians, including Nova Scotia's Ray Legere and the Bluegrass Diamonds. Tickets cost $120 in advance till June 1st, with day passes available at the gate. Learn more by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or calling Barb at 613-543-3114. See you there, friends.
Don't let Smoky Mountain smoking in your eye. Oh Lord, have mercy on this weary soul of mine.
Friends, once again, we have reached the end of the second hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree morning show here this morning. For this final Sunday in January, with that shared, I would like to remember the sacred songs of country and bluegrass once again. First, we'll remember the legendary hillbilly Shakespeare, Hank Williams, and Calling You. Then we'll follow with a man who was married to Carol Lee Cooper, the daughter of Wilma Lee and Stoney. However, they divorced many years ago, and it's none other than Jimmy Roger Snow, featuring also the voice of Carol Lee Cooper, called The Hem of His Garment. Then we'll send us up into the very top of the 10 o'clock hour with Wilma Lee and Stoney once again in a song called Keep Your Eyes on Jesus. With that, we'll be talking on the other side of the hour. Good morning, friends.
When you've strayed from the fold and there's trouble in your soul, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? When your soul is lost in sin and you're at your journey's end, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
Journey day by day and temptation comes your way. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you'll follow in His light, He will always guide you right. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? That promised land, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
friend cannot be found. Did you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you'll follow him each day, he will brighten up your way. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you,
calling you,
calling you,
calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
A woman one day tried many physicians, but rather grew worse, in the Bible we're told. But when she had heard and she came to Jesus, she found what she needed for body and soul. If I could but touch the hem of his garment, if I could but touch some part of his clothes, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven. If I could but touch him, I know I'd be. Blind Bartimaeus said, by the wayside begging, nobody to help him down life's weary way. But Jesus passed by and heard his sad crying. He touched his blind eyes and he healed him that day. If I could but touch the hem of his garment, if I could but touch some part of his clothes, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven. If I could but touch him, I know I'd be whole. Nicodemus, he came to Jesus by night. His eyes, they were blinded to the things that were right. He could not understand how a man, when he's old, can be filled with the Spirit and have a life for his soul.
If I could but touch the hem of his garment, if I could but touch some part of his clothes, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven. If I could but touch him, I know I'd be whole.
Of tomorrow, we find rescue when we watch and pray.
Keep your eyes.